The Art of Fermentation, an in-depth exploration of essential concepts and processes from around the world. By Sandor Alex Katz. Narrated by Sean Crisden. Copyright 2012 by Sandor Alex Katz. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Sandor Alex Katz and Georges Borchard Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Forward. The Art of Fermentation is an inspiring book, and I mean that literally. The book has inspired me to do things I've never done before, and probably never would have done if I hadn't read it. In fact, Katz's book is the main reason that my kitchen counters and basement floor have lately sprouted an assortment of mason jars, ceramic crocks, jelly jars, bottles, and carboys, the clear ones glowing with unearthly colors. Since falling under the spell of Katz's fermentation evangelism, I have launched big crocks of sauerkraut and kimchi, mason jars of pickled cucumbers, carrots, beets, cauliflower, onions, peppers, and ramps, jelly jars of yogurt and kefir, and 5-gallon carboys of beer and mead. All of them, I am regularly reminded, are alive. When it's late at night and quiet in the house, I can hear my ferments gurgling contentedly. It's become a deeply pleasing sound because it means my microbes are happy. I read cookbooks all the time and never make a thing from them. So why was The Art of Fermentation different? For one thing, Sandor Katz writes about the transformative power of fermentation with such infectious enthusiasm that he makes you want to try things just to see what happens. It's the same way I felt the day my elementary school teacher told us something miraculous would happen if we mixed up some vinegar with baking soda. These microbial transformations are miraculous, and so, very often, are the results. Striking new flavors and interesting new textures, wrought from the most ordinary ingredients, and not by us, but by bacteria and fungi. Another reason Katz inspires us to try recipes to make things you never even knew existed, kvass, shrub, is that he never intimidates. To the contrary. As a cookbook, and as I will get to, it is so much more than a cookbook, The Art of Fermentation is empowering. Though the book traffics in many kinds of microbial mystery, Katz is by temperament a demystifier. It's not that complicated, he assures us. Anyone can make sauerkraut. Here's all you need to do. And if something goes wrong? If your kraut grows an alarming-looking beard of mold? No need to panic. Just shave off the mold and enjoy the kraut beneath it. But this attitude has something more behind it than Sandor Katz's easygoing temperament in the kitchen. There is a politics at work here as well. The Art of Fermentation is much more than a cookbook. Or rather, it is a cookbook in the same way that Zen and the Art of Archery is a how-to about bows and arrows. Sure, it tells you how to do it, but much more important, it tells you what it means, and why an act as quotidian and practical as making your own sauerkraut represents nothing less than a way of engaging with the world. Or rather, with several different worlds, each nested inside the other. The invisible world of fungi and bacteria, the community in which you live, and the industrial food system that is undermining the health of our bodies and the land. This might seem like a large claim for a crock of sauerkraut, but Sandor Katz's signal achievement in this audiobook is to convince you of its truth. To ferment your own food is to lodge an eloquent protest, of the senses, against the homogenization of flavors and food experiences now rolling like a great undifferentiated lawn across the globe. It is also a declaration of independence from an economy that would much prefer we were all passive consumers of its commodities, rather than creators of unique products expressive of ourselves and the places where we live. Because your sauerkraut or homebrew will be nothing like mine or anyone else's. The Koreans, who know a thing or two about fermentation, distinguish between the tongue taste of various foods and the hand taste. Tongue taste is a simple matter of molecules making contact with taste buds, the kind of cheap and easy flavors any food scientist or food corporation can produce. Hand taste is the far more complex experience of a food that bears the indelible mark, the care and sometimes even the love, of the person who made it. The sauerkraut you make yourself will have hand taste. And you will have plenty of it to give away, trust me. One of the best things about making your own ferments is sharing them with others, off the grid of the cash economy. I now swap bottles of beer and mead with other home brewers and take part in a steady trade in mason jars, which leave my house brimming with sauerkraut, only to return brimming with other people's kimchi or pickles. To delve into the world of fermented foods is to enter the community of Fermentos, who happen to be a most interesting, eccentric, and generous bunch. But of course, there is another community to which the art of fermentation serves as a kind of passport or visa, the unseen community of fungi and bacteria all around us and within us. If this book has an underlying agenda, and it assuredly does, it is to help us reconceive our relationship with what biologist Lynn Margulis calls the microcosmos. Since Louis Pasteur discovered the role of microbes in disease more than a century ago, most of us have found ourselves on a war footing with respect to bacteria. We dose our children with antibiotics, keep them as far away from microbes as possible, and generally strive to sanitize their world. We are living in the age of Purell. And yet, biologists have come to appreciate that the war on bacteria is not only futile, the bacteria, which can out-evolve us, will always win, but counterproductive. The profligate use of antibiotics has produced resistant bacteria as lethal as any we managed to kill. Those drugs, along with a processed food diet lacking in both bacteria and food for bacteria, aka fiber, have disordered the microbial ecology in our gut in profound ways that we are just beginning to understand, and which may well explain many of our health problems. Children protected from bacteria turn out to have higher rates of allergy and asthma. We are discovering that one of the keys to our well-being is the well-being of the microflora with whom we share these bodies, and with whom we co-evolved. And it looks like they really, really like sauerkraut. In the war on bacteria, Sandor Katz is a confirmed pacifist. But he isn't just sitting out the war or speechifying about it. He's doing something to end it. A post-Pasteurian, Katz would have us renegotiate the terms of our relationship with the microcosmos. And The Art of Fermentation is an eloquent and practical manifesto showing us exactly how to do that. One crock of sauerkraut at a time. I fully expect that, like a particularly vibrant microbial culture, this audiobook will spawn thousands of new fermentos, and not a moment too soon. Welcome to the party. Michael Pollan, December 22, 2011.